This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news, the headlines first. Prime Minister Sher Bahadurdewa vows to pass Constitution Amendment Bill addressing the sentiments of people in Tarai. Voting in Bharatpur Ward 19 taking place today. MPs stress on site monitoring of reconstruction works being carried out in quake-hit districts and Kabul suicide blast kills a NATO soldier and injures five more. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister and Nepali Congress President Sher Bahadurdewa has expressed the commitment that he will take initiative to pass the Constitution Amendment Bill, stating that the bill has been tabled in the Parliament in line with the aspiration of the Madhesi people. Addressing a cadres meeting of Province No. 2 organized in Dhanusa yesterday, Nepali Congress President Dewa reminded that it is the Madhes that has always made Nepali Congress victorious. Moreover, the Nepali Congress president said efforts are underway to withdraw the cases of those who have been falsely implicated and imprisoned in connection with Madhes agitation. He also accused the CPN-YML of trying to disrupt the communal cohesion by forwarding the slogan of nationalism. Prime Minister Sher Bahadurdewa has said increasing both domestic and foreign investment is the main priority of the government. Prime Minister Dewa said other priorities include increasing gross domestic product and creating employment opportunities. Inaugurating the second Nepal Responsible Business Summit organized by the National Business Initiative in the capital yesterday, he said the government's efforts are on to clear administrative and legal hurdles, which will help investors in many ways. The government has appointed Dr. Swarnim Wagle as the Vice Chairman of the National Planning Commission. Dr. Wagle was appointed to the post by a meeting of the Council of Ministers yesterday. Prior to this, Dr. Wagle has served as the member of the National Planning Commission for two terms. The post of the National Planning Commission Vice Chair was lying vacant after Min Bahadur Shrestha resigned from the post last week. Likewise, the cabinet meeting also promoted 11 Deputy Inspector Generals of Nepal Police to the post of Additional Inspector General. Likewise, the meeting has decided to accept the assistance amount of ₹51.38 billion to be received from the United States Millennium Challenge Corporation for road and electricity transmission line in Nepal. The Ministry of Education has appealed with the health workers to continue rendering healthcare services, stating that the talks with agitating Dr. Govinda Kesi's demands are nearing conclusion. Issuing a press statement yesterday, the ministry has urged them to bear in mind the sensitiveness of the issue as human health and not to halt the healthcare service in any health institutions across the country. Senior orthopedic surgeon Professor Dr. Govinda Kesi has been staging fast on to death for the 12th day today, demanding overall reforms in the health and medical education sector in the country. He also demands earliest endorsement of the National Medical Education Act and immediate appointment of the Assistant Dean at the Institution of Medicine under the Trivan University. The ministry also urged the agitating bachelor medical students to end their hunger strike and join the talks with the government team. You're listening to Radio Nepal's ATM News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
नयाँ वर्षको अवसरमा नेपाल टेलिकमले ल्यायो अहिलेसम्मकै सस्तो जीएसएम डाटा प्याक
100 रुपैयाँमा पाउनुहोस् 400 एमबी डाटा
ओहो कति सस्तो 200 रुपैयाँमा त 850 एमबी साच्चै सस्तो
त्यो भन्दा सस्तो पनि छ 300 रुपैयाँमा 1500 एमबी डाटा लिनुहोस् इन्टरनेटमा रमाउनुहोस्
यो अफर एक्टिभेट गर्न मेसेज बक्समा जानुहोस् लेख्नुहोस् DATA 400 एमबी र पठाउनुहोस् 1415 मा
नयाँ वर्षमा नेपाल टेलिकमका थप अफरहरू बुझ्न डायल गर्नुहोस् *1415
You're
listening to Radio Nepal's ATM News Bulletin. On to more news now. Security has been tightened in Bharatpur Metropolitan City Ward No. 19 in view of the election scheduled for today. According to the District Security Committee, more than 1,000 security personnel are being deployed for the ward. The Supreme Court on Sunday had validated the Election Commission's decision to conduct re-polling at the Bharatpur Metropolitan Ward 19 as vote counting was postponed after the cadres of the CPN Maoist Centre tore 90 ballot papers off the ward. Minister for Information and Communications Mohan Bahadur Basnet has said Nepal is committed to the One China policy. In his address to a program organized yesterday to commemorate the 62nd anniversary of the establishment of diplomatic ties between Nepal and China, the minister said cultural, religious and economic relations existing between the two neighbors are closer than ever. He said the government is always alert to the possibility of any anti-China activities from Nepali territory. He hoped that people-to-people relations in both countries will be more cordial once the neighbors are connected through all 11 transit points. Chinese ambassador for Nepal, Yu Hong, said Nepal and China have old and deep relations extended to the people's level. She said the Chinese government is always positive towards the development on the voice of Nepal. A memorandum of understanding has been signed between Nepal and the Kingdom of Morocco on establishing a bilateral consultative mechanism at the foreign secretarial level. Foreign Secretary Sankar Das Bairagi and Morocco's ambassador to Nepal Mohammed Maliki signed the memorandum of understanding at a special function held at the Ministry of Foreign Affairs yesterday in the presence of Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Foreign Affairs Krishna Bahadur Mahara. Speaking on the occasion, Foreign Secretary Bairagi said the establishment of the consultative mechanism is a landmark in the history of bilateral relations between Nepal and Morocco, while recalling that Morocco had provided $1 million assistance to Nepal after the 2015 earthquake. He said both countries have supported each other on various occasions. Ambassador Maliki said that although his country is not a very rich country, it has been extending cooperation to Nepal at the time of need. He gave assurances of increasing the scholarship quota for the Nepali students in science and technology field while pledging to work for making the bilateral cooperation fruitful. Secretary General of the South Asian Association for Regional Cooperation SAARC, Amjad Hussain Bisail, has said that the objectives of SAARC can be achieved by concentrating on development, poverty reduction and the projects relating to health and education. During a program on revitalizing the SAARC process organized by Nepal Council of World Affairs yesterday, Secretary General Bisail said the economic integration and connectivity among its member countries via land, sea and air will help revitalize SAARC. Similarly, he said, concentration on projects that bring quick and noticeable change can obviously make the region more dynamic. Nepal Oil Corporation has expressed its concern over the news disseminated by various media claiming irregularities in the land purchase deal. Speaking at a press meet organized yesterday, Nepal Oil Corporation Executive Director Gopal Bahadur Kharga said there is no truth in the suspicion raised by the parliamentary committee and the news published in the media about the alleged irregularities during the purchase of land by Nepal Oil Corporation in Thapa, Sarlahi, Chitwan and Rupandehi. He said the land were purchased following due process. Kharga also urged the media not to make assumptions, especially when the Parliamentary Committee and the Commission for Investigation of Abuse of Authority are investigating the case. Lawmakers have stressed on having an on-site monitoring of post-quake reconstruction works that is taking place in the quake-affected districts. In the meeting of the Legislature Parliament Good Governance and Monitoring Committee held yesterday, parliamentarians have expressed dissatisfaction that the quake survivors are living under makeshift tents even 28 months after the Gorkha earthquake. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM News Bulletin. On to some international updates now. A suicide bomber has attacked a military convoy in the Afghan capital Kabul, killing a NATO soldier and wounding several others. NATO officials say 5 soldiers and an interpreter were injured. Unconfirmed local reports say 3 civilians also died in the incident in the city's Karabagh district. The bombing is the latest violence to have hit Afghanistan this month. On Tuesday, more than 30 people were killed in a mosque blast in Herat. A large fire has ripped through a residential skyscraper in Dubai in the United Arab Emirates for the second time in 2 years. Footage posted on social media showed a flame spreading up to the torch tower and burning debris falling down. The authorities later said that civil defense workers successfully evacuated the building and the blaze was brought under control. It is not clear what caused the fire in one of the world's tallest buildings. The torch tower was damaged by an earlier blaze in 2015. A special counsel investigating claims of Russian meddling in the U.S. election has reportedly impaneled a grand jury. The U.S. media reports suggest Robert Mueller's inquiry has taken the first step towards possible criminal charges. According to Reuters news agency, the jury has issued subpoenas over a June 2016 meeting between President Donald Trump's son and a Russian lawyer. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Department, the weather will be mostly cloudy in the central and western regions and generally cloudy in the rest of the country. Light to moderate rain is likely to continue at many places of the country, including chances of heavy rainfall at a few places of the central and western regions. Now, Kathmandu's weather report, maximum temperature of 29.2 degrees Celsius, minimum of 21.2, relative humidity 98%, and average rainfall 1 millimeter. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin, but before wrapping the headlines once again. Prime Minister Sharbadu Dewa vows to pass Constitution Amendment Bill addressing the sentiments of Talai people. Voting in Bharatpur Ward 19 taking place today. MPs stress on-site monitoring of reconstruction works being carried out in the quake-hit districts and Kabul suicide blast kills a NATO soldier and injures five more. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepal.gov.np. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.